Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this Thursday. Getting set for the opener for not only the Rough Riders, but the BC Lions as well. Saturday at Mosaic Stadium, a rematch of last year's West Final. And to help us preview is the reigning most outstanding player, most outstanding Canadian, and number one on the CFL's top 50 list, the quarterback of the BC Lions, Nathan Rourke, joining us this afternoon. Nathan, thanks so much for being here in Saskatchewan today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, just a warning. Just a warning. AJ Ouellette joined us an hour ago. So that's
we got some dirt. Nathan, we got some dirt.
We have a little bit of dirt.
Do you really?
First off, he did want us to pass along to you that you look better in green and white in your university days.
Then he called you a nerd.
Because apparently, do you know why he called you a nerd, by the way?
No, remind me.
He hosted you on your tour at Ohio University.
He did, yes.
Do you remember that you asked him to take a break so you could study for an exam?
No, I don't. I don't remember that. But I do remember AJ hosting me for my visit when I did my official at Ohio, and he was right from that get-go. He became a really good friend of mine. So I remember it was a good fit. It was a good call by the coaches because they, you know, AJ wasn't a guy who spent a lot of time, you know, at the bars or drinking or anything like that. And so we just kind of hung out at his house. He introduced me to some of his teammates and kind of showed me a little bit more about the facilities and coaching staff and all that kind of stuff. It was much more my speed. So I was always appreciative of that. But I love AJ and I love watching him out there. I love the fact that he's continuing to play, and really excited for him because he's kind of got a new chapter in his life. He's got a new baby and he's just become a dad, and so very, very excited for him.
So now that we got the nice stuff out of the way, any dirt on AJ?
It's going to be hard, man. He's a good dude.
He's stand up
someone
guy.
He's always a guy that I looked up to. I was a younger guy and he kind of brought me under his wing, and I trained, you know, with him in the off season and did extra work with him, and he was a guy that I was always in his shadow. Probably annoyed him a lot, just kind of, you know, how much I was with him. So I'm excited to represent Ohio in the CFL with him, and along with a lot of other great Bobcats.
Because the question he wanted us to ask, and you probably, if you don't remember studying, you won't. He wanted to know what grade you got on the exam you studied for.
I do know I was in junior college at the time, and I was having a rough semester because of how much I was putting into football, just trying to get my grades together so I could come to Ohio. So that's probably where my mind was at that point. But obviously, they were good enough because I was able to transfer.
So you haven't even played a game yet, but there's already a conversation brewing, and I'm not exactly sure where it stems from. I'm pretty sure it probably has a bit to do with the players, but is there a bit of a rivalry brewing between the BC Lions and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, Nathan?
I'm not sure. I don't know if that's necessarily for me to make the decision on that. I think that's probably more of a question of the media and people like yourself. I respect Saskatchewan a tremendous amount. They were obviously the Grey Cup champs last year, and we're trying to get to where they got, right? And so we know we had to get through them, and they got a really good team and a really good head coach and a really good quarterback. And I'm there's nothing but respect from our side, but we know we got to get through them to get to where we want to go, and that's why Saturday's a big game in our opinion.
There's a little bit of the it's our time stuff going between you and Trevor Harris. Has that died down now from that West Final? You were barking it at the fans. Trevor's made a remark post game, or does that carry over to this game?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. I certainly don't plan to make any type of statement personally. I don't know if Trevor would say the same, but I know that for me, obviously I was proven wrong, but in the competitive nature of things. I was in the moment and certainly felt like that at the time. So obviously we got to get done. We got to make more plays, and hats off to the Riders for making more plays than us and ultimately going and beating a good team in Winnipeg the following week. So this is a new season. We're excited for it. We're excited for what the 26 BC Lions is going to have in store for us and what version it's going to look like. And obviously, yeah, like I said, we got to get through Saskatchewan at some point. So it's a great measuring stick to see where we're at. Go at the best and see where we're at as a team.
So, Nathan, we throw a daily question at our listeners here in Saskatchewan on the Green Zone. And today it's, are you cheering for Nathan Rourke to be great? And I'm curious because you have become, whether you want it or not, you have become the face of the CFL. And I'm just interested on how you've kind of processed that and whether or not you've embraced that.
I think it's a challenging one for me because obviously I think there's a couple different angles to it. Like I'm not a guy who would ever try to seek out the spotlight. I'm a guy who loves ball and is honored to be able to have the chance to continue to live out the dream of doing that professionally and being able to, support my family in that way. And so, that's what I care about. I care about, being a good teammate and giving the best that I can, being a better quarterback every single day. And the extra stuff on that, to me, can get a little bit excessive. It's certainly something I don't seek out. But at the same time, I understand that there's, historically, this league has had hasn't had a lot of Canadian quarterbacks who have been able to have good careers. And I understand the weight that, this position that I find myself in carries and other Canadian quarterbacks around the league. And so I certainly feel like I want to see this game grow. I want to continue to share it within this country that I love. And I certainly feel a certain sense of responsibility to do what I can to be able to see the next generation continue to keep the CFL alive and thriving and continue to see the sport grow at this level, both for the boys and girls and men and women across the country. So I think it's double-edged and still trying to figure out how I feel about it.
Nathan Rourke joining us, quarterback of the BC Lions. You did earn a lot of fans in Saskatchewan, whether you know it or not, not on game days when you're wearing a BC Lions jersey, but especially the moment where you came out opposed to the rule changes last year. There was a lot of Rider fans who were like, way to go, Nathan, you tell them.
There's still a lot of conversation about that.
Yeah, we still have those conversations, by the way, about the rule changes. Have you been able to sit down with the commissioner after that, hash things out? And where does Nathan Rourke stand today than you did a year ago?
Yeah, first of all, I'm glad that the conversations are still happening. I think that's something that's important. I still feel the same way that I did. I think hopefully I'm able to articulate it maybe a little bit better than I did right after the news broke. But ultimately, I want to see this league go into a great place. I think that things like the TV deals seem to be a step in the right direction. I just don't feel like there's anything wrong with our game. I think it's a fantastic game, exciting game, a game where a lot of points can be scored, both on offense, defense, and we lean into our special teams. We have great special teams. Our rules are way much more exciting than down south. We have the really exciting endings of games based off our 3-minute clocks. It's a game of space and speed and up-tempo, and it's just there's just so many great things about it. And I think you look at it historically, traditionally, any league that has tried to go, toe-for-toe with the NFL in any type of way has failed. And I don't want to see the CFL fail. And I think that the owners and the Board of Governors and the commissioner obviously want to see the league thrive as well, but I think at the same time, I think it's let's go through the proper channels that when we're going to go and make some rule changes, let's go through the rule committee. We did that a couple of years ago with with shrinking the hashes and bringing them in. I think that would be at the end of the day, that is seen as a positive because they went through the proper channels and everyone was on board. I think stuff like the playoff format doesn't make a lot of sense to where we you know, to attracting new fans when our playoff format doesn't really make sense, you know. And so I'm hoping that we're continue to have conversations and be able to have clear communication between people who are, you know, have the power to make decisions and the people who are closest to the game. I think that's what ultimately it comes down to. And then finally, I feel like it, we should be listening to the fans. The CFL is a fan-driven league. We have a lot of passionate fans from coast to coast. A lot of them wear green and white, even to our games. And we, you know, we want to be able to make sure that their voice is listened to, because ultimately we want to be able to cater to them. So if their voice is loud and we feel like, you know, they're making a statement, and let's listen to them. And I hope that the powers that be ultimately make the right decision.
So when you're talking football in Saskatchewan, at the top of the popularity list in Saskatchewan is Stu Johnston. I'm being sarcastic. Just second to him is the schedule maker. I'm curious about how many schedule making maker conversations you've had with what BC has to go through, and maybe you guys are embracing, we'll bring that word back again, embracing what you guys have to do this year because of the World Cup.
Yeah, I think we have to look at it that way, Jamie. I think ultimately it's not ideal, but we're not the only team that's affected by it. And I think that the way that we're handling it by playing our games in BC and just in different sites is really, really exciting. I think it'd probably be pretty similar to, you know, Saskatchewan playing their preseason games in Saskatoon, right? You know, just like that, it's cool to be able to bring that to a different part of the province. And so we're playing our games in Kelowna, play a preseason game in Langford on the island. You know, we want to represent BC, and I think we're doing handling it really well. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. It might feel a little bit like more like an away game for the first half of the season, but or third of the season. But, you know, I think we're looking at it as a positive, and we're excited for it.
How excited are you to get this thing going on Saturday, Nathan? Like the Riders, you go through camp, and then you have to hit pause with a bye week. Like,
yeah,
how
weird,
pumped are you
weird break.
To be at Mosaic Stadium on Saturday?
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited. This is an awesome place to play. In a lot of ways, I feel like it's the mecca of Canadian football, and I'm excited to be able to get this thing going. I'm sure that everyone else is feeling the same way. So, our first week bye is a bit strange for sure. Felt like it's been a long training camp, but we're excited. And like I said, we're excited to have a chance to see where we measure up against the Grey Cup champs and see where we got to go from here.
Your brother's name comes up quite a bit in conversations here on the Green Zone. I guess you can imagine why. I'm curious about your relationship with your brother. Is it, if you're having a conversation with him, is it more about advice or trash talk?
We have a really great relationship. We're brothers. We're 2 years apart. You know, there'll be some brotherly back and forth, but I love that guy, and he's certainly been a very crucial part of my life and my development, and so I'm really excited. I'm a huge fan of his. I love watching him play, and loved watching him when he was in college, and love watching. He sends me clips of him in practice, and I'll do the same, and just kind of having someone who, you know, I was going through the same thing, and obviously I had a little bit of a stint in the NFL, and so to be able to kind of tell him about some of the things, my experiences and stuff like that, is certainly cool. And we've just been in the same situation so many times, so I think there's a little bit more of an advice and just trying to learn from each other the best that we can. And I think he's a really special person, and excited to see where his career goes from here.
Well, I know you want him to stick in the NFL and make a dream come true, but Rider Nation would love to see a Rourke v. Rourke Riders Lions game down the road.
Put in a good word for us.
Yeah. I do. I tell you what, I have nothing but good things to say about the CFL and about the Riders organization. And that's earnest. I know that the CFL has given me a tremendous opportunity to continue to live out this dream of being a professional athlete, and it's been awesome to be able to do it here in my home country. And so I'm in full gratitude to the CFL, and I passed along that very much, all that to Curtis. And I think you got a really good quarterback there that you won't need replacing anytime soon. So he's going to take his time and see what happens with the Niners. You guys are going to be in good hands regardless.
Well, Nathan, thank you so much for all your time this afternoon. Safe travels to Regina.
I appreciate it, guys.
Bye. That is Nathan Rourke, BC Lions quarterback. You should be okay with him being the face of the CFL, ladies and gentlemen. He did you hear it? He's loving this league, and he wants to be a champion of it as long as he's here, and he's a heck of an athlete.
That's a great job.
Of course, you can boo him on Saturday, but that's why we ask him today, are you cheering for him to be the next face of the CFL? I know I am. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. By the way, thanks to the BC Lions for making that workout. That was a great chat with Nathan Rourke. If you just missed it, you want to find it on the podcast, wherever you find and listen to the Green Zone podcast. Tonight in the National Hockey League, it's Game 5 Stanley Cup Final Series 2-2. Looks like Brandon Bussey will be back in net for the Hurricanes tonight. Meanwhile, the World Cup underway. Mexico starts with a 2-0 win over South Africa. Canada's tournament starts tomorrow, 1 o'clock Saskatchewan time, as they take on Bosnia and Herzegovina. Coming up next, you just heard from Nathan Rourke. Our question to you, are you cheering for Nathan Rourke? Not on Saturday, of course not. But do you want this man to be great, to be the face of the league? Do you see Nathan Rourke as the guy who can really sell the CFL for the next decade? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone on this Thursday afternoon. We did get a question earlier from Mark asking what we thought of Darnell Nurse asking for a trade or accepting a trade, because it sounds like the Oilers were probably looking for him to want to be traded out of Edmonton. So apparently he's agreed. He has a list of 3 to 5 teams he's given the Oilers, because he's got a full new, he's got a full no move.
Yeah. The one thing that has come out recently, and I don't know where it came from and the validity of it, but I saw it a couple of times online over the last week or so, was that during the playoffs last year, apparently there was a conversation that they were going to sit Nurse. He wasn't hurt, but they weren't going to play him in that final. Now, I don't know what point, but it was with Florida, with the Panthers, and it was a conversation. And it didn't go over well with Nurse, as you can well imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's also rumors that they have, you know, talked about wanting to trade him, that there's been conversations with his agent about the possibility of whether or not he'd be open to it. I think at some point you have to be honest with yourself about where you're at and your relationship with the team that wants to sit you during the most important, right? If they're thinking about that, and there's also a conversation about trading you, then maybe you be proactive and
I know Oilers fans always like, oh, Darnell Nurse, don't blame Darnell Nurse for his $9.25 million contract.
No.
I'd sign one too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a terrible defenseman. But he negotiated, and the Oilers agreed to it and signed it on paper. So don't blame him for that. Where should he be paid? Doesn't matter. He negotiated that deal. But I'll be interested to see what the return is, because after Stan Bowman's Stuart Skinner deal, if I'm you as an Oiler fan, Locker, I'm a little nervous to see what Stan is going to swing a deal with Darnell Nurse.
But
he's still a top four defenseman. He's probably second pairing defenseman, right?
Yeah. He is on that team.
Where he is somewhere else,
who knows? He's a bigger body, right?
Well, he can be physical.
He can be physical at time. I don't know. He's kind of, I think he's hit the benchmark. There's no upside on his offensive contribution. but I could be wrong there. But yeah, I you know what? A team will be interested in him. He'll get picked up.
Absolutely.
But what you're saying is 100% correct. It's what the Oilers get back in that exchange because they did overpay the kid. So I don't mind seeing Nurse go. I think we're at a point with this Oilers organization where it doesn't matter who's there's no friends anymore. It's like, nope. I know that Nurse hangs out with Leon and he's part
doesn't
of that
matter.
Core. Doesn't matter anymore. They've got to win and they got to figure it out. That's why I'm not even upset about the Babcock stuff. I mean, again, we don't need to harp on this. I'm very interested to see what happens with this potential investigation if it does go through. And if something did, if he was doing something really weird in Columbus, then maybe he's not the guy. But I mean, I'd be willing to give it a chance too. I understand why fans are upset about it, but at the same time, I'm like, what else? Have you got any other ideas?
Well, maybe get to talk to Bruce Cassidy in a few days, or maybe not. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Once again,
I don't think that's going to happen. You know what? I've been thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Vegas enjoys this part of this.
Oh, 100%.
They 100% enjoy being a problem.
100% they do. If you just missed it, Nathan Rourke joined us at the top of this hour. You can check it out wherever you find your podcasts. And our question to you today is about Nathan Rourke. And I want to be careful how I say it, because the question is, are you cheering for him to be great? And I don't mean on Saturday. I don't mean, are you going to show up in a Nathan Rourke jersey on Saturday? I mean, are you cheering for Nathan Rourke to carry the CFL flag moving forward for the next decade? Because he could be a superstar in this league for a decade. And I am here for it. Bo Levi Mitchell, he was kind of there. And Ricky Ray, he was kind of there. And Anthony Calvillo, sure, yes. But Nathan Rourke has something none of those quarterbacks have. And couldn't. He's got a Canadian passport. He's a Canadian quarterback in the CFL.
Kid Canada is his nickname.
Who needs a star, who needs star power, who needs to be sold in front of advertisers and broadcast partners as, hey, I want to tune in and watch Nathan Rourke, as NFL fans want to watch Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. I think Nathan Rourke is very important to what this league can bring for the next 5 to 10 years. And I'm cheering for him. I am. I want Nathan Rourke to win a few Grey Cups. Sorry to the Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans who are going to be like, what, don't you want Riders to win? He needs to win to be even a bigger name. So, yeah, I would like Nathan Rourke to have a Grey Cup championship.
That's a really good point. I think that right now is what's going to get in the way of what you're saying needs to happen.
He's never won.
He hasn't.
He's never won.
Because that text has come in multiple times, right? That's our question today is, do you want Nathan Rourke to take that sort of next level and be – he's kind of been thrust into this role, right?
Yeah.
They're putting him out there now.
They have to. He's the MOP. He's the most outstanding two-time most outstanding Canadian.
It's going to be one of those things where I think it will largely depend on how well BC does to, and he's got to start being a bit of a highlight reel too.
And he can put the highlights on. He takes off and runs 50 yards. 1-877-332-8255. Wayne, what do you think? Are you rooting for Nathan Rourke to have a pretty darn good career here in the CFL?
Yeah, I kind of am. He's a video game is what he is. Like, he only does stuff to do in video games. So, yeah, but against Saskatchewan, I would hope that he would tie his laces together and fall down a lot. But otherwise, yeah, I think the kid is... I heard you talk to him and sounds like a real... level guy and a really good guy, but I think it'd be great, but not against Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I understand that, and I'm not saying cheer for a touchdown pass from Nathan Rourke on Saturday. That's not what I'm saying. But you got to root for the league to have success. And what about Trevor Harris? Well, Trevor Harris is 40. You see a 5 to 10 year future of Trevor Harris being the face of the league? No. You can't with. And I'll bring up another name, Davis Alexander, too.
Yeah.
And if you want to bring up his brother Curtis, let's bring up his brother Curtis if he comes to the Canadian Football League. Absolutely. The more the merrier when it comes to household names in Canada who happen to play in the Canadian Football League.
I will say this, and I don't want to diminish anything that Nathan Rourke brings to the table. He's an exciting player to watch. But I really like Davis Alexander. I like his swagger. There's just something about he's fun to watch play football.
I'm cheering for him to stay healthy.
Yes.
That's what I'm doing.
Yes. So I'm not going to tell anybody how to do their business, but if you're not putting Davis Alexander out in front of the cameras in front of the bright lights, there's something wrong with this league. They should be highlighting him as well.
1-877-332.
And highlighting Trevor Harris as well. Listen, I know he's old as dirt, but he's still doing it.
Not quite dirt, but he is in football years. Yeah,
he's as old as dirt.
40-year-old quarterbacks, pretty rare.
Good guy, great shape, throws a dime. Come on.
1-877-332-8255, as Travis says. I like the kid. I like Nathan, but I'd rather see his brother Curtis lead the league in a few years. I'd like that, too. If it was Rourke 2.0 or someone texted in Rourke squared would be amazing for this league, yeah, that would be fun. 1-877-332-8255. Are you getting behind Nathan Rourke as the face of this league, saying, let's go, kid. Let's put on a show.
And you don't have to. It's just a suggestion. Like, Jamie's just throwing it out there.
But I'll say, if you're not, I don't understand it. I really don't.
Call and explain yourself.
I don't understand it. Other than you're just a rider homer and nothing else matters than green and white, sure. But it's bigger than this when it comes to selling the kid. And everybody's like, oh, marketing. They need better marketing. Nathan Rourke is that. If you want better marketing, you want Nathan Rourke. You should want Nathan Rourke to be a superstar.
Maybe you don't like his haircut. That's fine, too.
I think he's got a pretty good-looking haircut.
Okay. All right.
1-877-332-8255 is the fan line. You can give us a call now on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone on this Thursday afternoon. We're asking you, are you cheering for Nathan Rourke as the face of the Canadian Football League? Peter says, yeah, Nathan Rourke's a good Canadian boy, but why isn't he staying in Canada instead of trying out for the NFL? Dave? Dave Naylor talked about this last week with us. He could have done it again. He was so good last year. His agent probably got a few calls.
Yeah.
And he went, nope. He didn't even open the door to the idea of doing that again.
I think he went down there. He took a shot at it, right? It's a meat grinder.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he realized that he's got a spot. He's going to be behind. He's going to be the face of a team and a franchise.
Yep.
And let's give that a go. I kind of respect that.
Meanwhile, Caden has been calling us since he was 8 or 9 years old.
I know Caden. We've had him on the show
plenty of times.
Yeah.
Texted in. What this league needs is to highlight all the best Canadians, not just Rourke. I agree he's the best. Which is why I strongly dislike him. But we also need to put more behind guys like Kian Schaefer-Baker, Ford, Phil Potts. A video game. We need a video game. Hopefully it goes better than fantasy football does.
Yeah, let's just pump the brakes on the video game work out the bugs on the fantasy football.
Before we start talking about a video game, because yikes. But I understand, and Caden, I agree with you. And you can add Sam Emilis is another name I'd add to that list.
Yeah.
But the Philpotts, for sure. Stars of the, we need those guys to pop and shine and be like household names like Milt Stegall and G-Roy Simon and Doug Flutie were.
A lot of times you're also digging into the personality of an individual as well. And I think Nathan has that, right? That's part of the reason why I brought up Davis Alexander, because I not only do I like what he does on the field, but I also think he's got that, right? He talks the talk and walks the walk, right? And guys like that, guys become stars in the league, not just for how they perform on the field, but also the personality and whether or not that resonates with the fan base. And I think Nathan's got elements of that.
We continue here on the Green Zone, 1-877-332-8255. Are you cheering for Nathan Rourke as the face of the Canadian Football League moving forward? As someone says, show me the money, Nathan. This is your year to really see what you have. So that's the...
Show me the money.
Mm-hmm. He's making a lot of it, by the way, is Nathan Rourke.
He's doing okay.
I project him in the next 2-3 years, potentially make $1 million a year as the quarterback of the BC Lions. Because they're making more money in the TV revenue and more advertisers. That came out from the league today. They have 50 national partners rather than 30. So that's an upgrade. So they're making more money.
Salary cap's going up for sure, right?
Maybe we should give Stu a break.
I don't know. He's the Antichrist,
according to one texter.
Yeah. So I don't know where you're getting that.
Our game of the night, I think we should go with game 5 of the Stanley Cup final, you think? Locker for the game of the night? That starts in about an hour. Meanwhile, week 2 of the CFL starts in about an hour as well in Winnipeg, Manitoba. A 15th consecutive sellout for the Bombers as they take on the Hamilton Tiger Cats. And the World Cup underway, 2-0, the final for the host Mexican side against South Africa. The other co-hosts, Canada and the United States, start their tournaments tomorrow. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, he'll preview week 2 of the CFL. He'll weigh in on Nathan Rourke. And do you think he'll have any update on fantasy football for us?
I don't know if we should bring it up because
it's getting to him.
It's getting to him.
Britton Gray, our Green Zone rider reporter, is next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.